There's a time and a place for a fillet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage. In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill
from the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hidden Killers podcast.
I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us in a trial that has already been littered with unforeseen circumstances. Another one occurred today with the prosecution requesting an early dismissal for the day, to which the defense did not object. The trial will continue tomorrow. It was revealed that the scheduling change might have been due to the death of a family member of Lindsay Blake, the Fremont County prosecuting attorney. Prior to that, there was testimony in the trial. Here's the latest.
The morning session commenced with Joe Powell of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office being called to the stand by Spencer Rammel, Madison County Deputy Prosecuting Attorney. With 20 years of experience under his belt, Powell oversees patrols, detectives, schedules, and assists everyone on staff. Powell's testimony began with him discussing his involvement in the surveillance of Lori and Chad. He shared that he had only surveilled the couple once, following them from the apartment complex in Madison County to Idaho Falls. During this operation, Powell was accompanied by his chief deputy and two detectives from Rexburg Police, all in separate vehicles. The officers took different photos of Chad and Lori, with Powell capturing the couple at Cafe Rio and Hobby Lobby in Idaho Falls on November 1, 2019. Powell's involvement in the investigation extended to helping conduct a search warrant on Alex Cox's townhome and assisting with the exhumation of Tammy Daybell's body. He reviewed Tammy's medical records and obtained a warrant for her prescription medications from Walmart, which included fluoxetine and tramadol. Powell explained that the investigation into Tammy Daybell's death was initiated because she was young and in good health. The fact that her husband was seen with another woman soon after her death raised suspicions. The prosecution team admitted several photos as evidence, including the autopsy photo of Tammy Daybell's body, images of her grave and backhoe, the vault, the gravesite, and the casket being loaded into a vehicle en route to the medical examiner's office. As the morning session progressed, the court played a phone call between Chad and Lori on June 9, 2020, the day police were searching Chad's property. Lori asked if they were seizing items, to which Chad replied, "No, they're searching." The call also revealed Lori inquiring about what she could do for Chad, and he responded by suggesting she should pray. The day continued with the defense cross-examining Det, Ray Hermosillo. John Thomas, the defense attorney, questioned Hermosillo about the digging at the fire pit and the process of sifting through dirt. Hermosillo explained that the FBI brought a sifter, and they would scoop up dirt and solid objects, such as teeth and bones, which were then laid out on a blue tarp. Photos would be taken and the evidence logged before they resumed sifting. Hermosillo also shared that none of the tips police received from the public helped in finding JJ and Ty Lee. He mentioned that the warrant was served at Chad's house between 8 and 8:30 a.m. on June 9, 2020. Furthermore, he stated that there was no evidence to suggest that JJ was alive after September 2019 and Ty Lee after September 2019. Due to unforeseen circumstances, the prosecution requested an early dismissal for the day, to which the defense did not object. The trial will continue the next day. It was later revealed that the schedule change might have been due to the death of a family member of Lindsay Blake, the Fremont County prosecuting attorney. Throughout the day, several witnesses provided crucial testimonies and insights into the case. The trial continues to unravel the mysterious circumstances surrounding the deaths of Tammy Daybell, JJ Vallow, and Ty Lee Ryan. With each passing day, the courtroom is filled with anticipation as both the prosecution and defense continue to present their arguments and evidence to the jury. The trial is expected to proceed for several weeks, with many more witnesses and experts lined up to testify. Some of the anticipated testimonies include forensic experts who will present the findings of the autopsies conducted on the victims. These testimonies will be crucial in shedding light on the cause and manner of the deaths, which remain a central issue in the case against Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell. Additionally, it is expected that the prosecution will attempt to demonstrate a pattern of deception and manipulation by the defendants. Key elements of this strategy may include presenting evidence of Chad and Lori's alleged religious beliefs and how these beliefs may have influenced their actions. To this end, the prosecution is expected to call upon several witnesses who had close interactions with the couple, such as friends, family members, and even former members of their religious group. On the other hand, the defense will likely focus on poking holes in the prosecution's case, questioning the validity and reliability of the evidence presented. This approach may involve challenging the methods used by investigators to collect evidence and the conclusions drawn by forensic experts. The defense may also seek to present alternative theories to explain the deaths, which could raise reasonable doubt in the minds of the jury.
That's the latest that we have for you. Full courtroom audio will be posted as soon as we get it from the court right here in the podcast feed. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This is Continuous Coverage.
Continuous Coverage.
Continuous Coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell
from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.